and into the arms of the Father, all the while trusting that the person we are now is not the same person we will be at the end of our journey. Thank God. Ruth Schwenk, founder of TheBetterMom.com, co-author of Pressing Pause and For Better or For Kids. Prologue. I will not say do not weep, for not all tears are evil. J.R.R. Tolkien. Have you ever been cautioned about a movie before you watched it, only to view it anyway? I have. It was several years ago when my oldest daughter, Olivia, was in the fifth grade. I offhandedly mentioned to one of my sisters, "We're planning to watch The Bridge to Terabithia as a family this weekend." Turns out, she'd seen the film. "It's sad," she advised me. Her words offered not in a nostalgic, "you just have to watch it" sort of way, but in an admonitory, "are you positive you want to do that to your kids" kind of tone. Sad, I thought. My four girls can handle sad, not a problem. After all, this wouldn't be their first sad movie. I was confident, verging on cocky that they could handle a film about kids and a magical wood and whatever tragedy it presented. 20 minutes after the movie ended, I discovered I was utterly and completely wrong, at least with regard to one of my children. I should have taken my sister's caution more seriously, perhaps even read a review full of spoilers so as a parent I'd know what to expect. If you'd never seen the 2007 film, and yes, this is your official spoiler alert, it's the tale of two fifth-grade friends, Jess and Leslie. Together, the two create an imaginary kingdom in the woods named Terabithia, where they escape the difficult realities of life. That is until one day when Leslie suddenly and unexpectedly dies in a tragic accident while Jess is on an outing with their music teacher. It's an outing that he chose not to invite Leslie to join. While my three younger daughters seemed unfazed by this on-screen tragedy, Leslie's death hit Olivia like it did Jess. Hard. As I sat down on the end of her bed to tuck her in that night, I noticed her eyes were red. "Are you okay?" I asked. She bravely fought to hold herself together, but her efforts failed. Tears along with the words, "It was just so sad," burst forth. Right before me, my 10-year-old daughter broke. Suddenly, it struck me that this fictional character of Leslie fit too closely into Olivia's day-to-day reality. Like my girl, Leslie was a creative and imaginative blonde-haired, blue-eyed fifth grader, and because of this, Olivia, more so than her sisters, identified with this full-of-life little girl who was no more. As I watched my daughter start to cry, I broke too. I knew the sorrow she felt wasn't something I could fix for her. There was no kissing of boo-boos or band-aids that would restore the little bit of innocence now gone, that could cure this heightened awareness that the world wasn't as safe or as fair as she'd believed 2 hours earlier. She understood now at a deeper and more mature level than our miscarriage 5 years earlier had taught her, that death could claim kids, too. This was a reality worthy of mourning. We sat there, and I offered Olivia the only thing I had to give her, my tears and my empathy. It was true I couldn't fix the sting of loss, but I could be there for her as she felt it. I could pray with her that the God who writes my story and hers would bring her comfort. And with this book, I hope to do the same for you. I love what Indy Wilson writes. He says, "Life is a story, all of it, from left to right. When it comes to this story of life, my experience has taught me that loss is a devastating and unavoidable part of it. Loss often serves as a jarring reminder to me that I'm not the author of my life's book. God is." Back in January 2010, my husband, Ted, and I had no idea that we'd one day look back and remember that month as the beginning of what I call our weeping years. It was a 2-year period marked by miscarriage, multiple job losses, feelings of betrayal, panic attacks, antidepressants, cross-country moves, and even suicidal thoughts. The intensity of these years changed the way I look at and interact with grief.